Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, who's tracking the rest of the market action for us today. Jared.
That's right, Akiko. I'm looking at the Wi-Fi Interactive, and I'm seeing the NASDAQ composite up 2%. And this is a pretty meaningful number. I'll get to that in a minute, but I just want to show the intraday price action. That's today. I'm going to dial this back to a two-month chart on a candlestick basis, and you can see from up here, that was the highs, the recent highs, but I think actually we need to go back little bit more than there we go. So here are the record highs, and here is the low that we had just yesterday. NASDAQ dropped into correction territory. We'll not be out until we get back to those record highs or rally 10% from here. Choose your definition. Nevertheless, we're seeing some strength. And I went back and I looked at all the times NASDAQ had entered correction, and it's been a buy the last 13 out of 14 times since 1997, with a median gain of 2.09% the following day, and 2.97% the next 5 days. And here's that table. And the NASDAQ wasn't making record highs for about 15 years there. So I went back and did the same analysis using 52-week highs, and we get 16 out of the last 22 occurrences since 1997 have been positive days. So interesting to see this playing out. Now, I want to go back and look at the sector action for today. It's really centered around the mega caps. And I'm going to go in here, and we can see tech, consumer discretionary, communication services. Those are the big leaders, and all of those are the houses of the mega caps. Real estate is also outperforming there. But to the downside, staples and materials and energy, those are the laggards, but you can see everything in the green there. Want to take a look at Chinese stocks, because those are really popping today. And in fact, if you take a look at the last 2 days, some of these names really rallying even more. We see Alibaba up 4%, Pinduoduo up 11%. Is this a new rally? Hard to say. Sounds like, or it feels like, a dead cat bounce for now, but needs to be proven. Want to take a look at the software sector, because that has been under pressure. This is a two-day look. Let me dial it back to a one-day look, and we can see continuing that strength from yesterday. This has been a beaten down sector, so nice to see some strength there. And finally, let's get to the mega caps, and those are going to be found in the NASDAQ 100. We see Tesla up 4%. Some of the big movers here are the Chinese stocks we were just taking a look at, but also some of those beaten down names that we can see in the ARK Innovation ETF holdings. And this is another area that has been just beaten down over the last few months. Here's a 2 month look. Still have a lot of ways to claw back here, but nice to see this group of stocks getting some love. And we might as well take a look at the banking sector. We kind of wrapped up all the big banks yesterday. Morgan Stanley getting some follow through after a nice beat on its earnings yesterday. Let's just take a year-to-date look, maintaining gains of just over 1% for Morgan Stanley.